今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
复活节是基督徒最重要的节日啊，因为耶稣基督的复活是我们信仰的基础跟中心。
This is the most important holiday for Christians because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation and the center of our faith.
复活节不仅向世人再次的宣告我们所信的神是真神是活神，也再次的提醒因信耶稣成为神的儿女的你我，知道我们在基督里拥有新的生命。
Easter declares once again to the world that the God we believe in is the true God and the living God, and it reminds us that we who have become children of God because of faith in the Lord Jesus should also know that we have a new life in Christ.
由于疫情的原因呢，今天是我们第一次在这新建好的教堂庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
Because of the pandemic, today is the first time that we are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in this new church building.
很难想象啊，这疫情都超过两年了。
It has been more than 2 years.
我们今天来现堂是非常合意的。因为我们的教堂是要给活神来居住哈，用让活神来使用。
It is very fitting for us to dedicate our church today because our church is to be dwelt and used by the living God.
所以呢，今天信息的题目我就叫它“活神居住的家”。
So today, our topic is the house where the living God dwells.
我们要一起从圣经来对神的殿有更清楚的认识，好使我们更明白献堂的意义。
We shall learn from the Bible about the temple of God so that we can better understand the meaning of dedicating a church.
愿圣灵使用这篇信息帮助我们更知道复活主真的活在我们里面，真神是真的活在我们当中。
May the Holy Spirit use this message to help us understand that the resurrected Lord lives in us and that the true God lives among us.
也愿圣灵感动你我，定义要活出有神同在的美好生命，来见证主的复活，使我们的教会与我们教会的名字以马内利相称，见证我们是活神居住的家。
May the Holy Spirit touch us to be willing to live a beautiful life in the presence of God, testifying the resurrection of the Lord and in keeping with our church's name, Emmanuel. May we also testify that our church is the house where the living God dwells.
当我们说到献堂献殿哈，一定会立刻想到这个所罗门的献殿。下面我们就从他的祷告中特别提出三点来与大家分享。
When we speak of the dedication of the temple, first thing that comes to mind was Solomon's dedication, and now we can share three points from his prayer.
我们读经都一直读英文，一直读中文哈。请你可以看另外的语言哈。We only read either English or Chinese during this sermon time, so you can see the other language on the PowerPoint.我们先请看列王记上的8:22-24.
Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven and said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth, you have promised, and with your hand, you have fulfilled it as it is today.
在这里告诉我们，所罗门带着以色列民会众向神献上赞美和感恩。
This tells us that Solomon had brought the congregation of Israel to God in praise and thanksgiving.
他赞美神的信实，感谢神的慈爱。
He praised God's faithfulness and he thanked God for His love.
在二十七节到三十节 ，verse 27 to 30， 神果真住在地上吗？看了。天和地，天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告，祈求俯听仆人今日在你面前的祈祷，呼吁愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所。求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的话，你的仆人和你民以色列向此处祈祷的时候，求你在天上你的居所垂听，垂听而赦免。在这所罗门说到，即使圣殿是人所精心建造的，也不足也不配供神居住。
Here Solomon said that even if the temple was carefully built by man, it was neither adequate nor worthy for God to dwell in.
建堂献殿是让神的儿女知道神在我们当中，让神的儿女知道这殿，因为听我们的祷告，垂听我们的祷告，赦免我们的罪。
Building a church and dedicating it is to let the children of God know that God is with us, that in this place God forgives our sins and answers our prayers.
Verse 41 to 43, First King, 列王记上的四十一到四十第八章四十一到四十三节。
As for the foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your name, for they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arms. When they come and pray toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place.Do whatever the foreigner asks of you, so that all the people of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your own people Israel, and may know this house I have built bears your name.
在这所罗门更是借着祷告告诉我们，这殿要成为万民祷告的殿。
Here Solomon told us through his prayer.That this temple would become a temple for a prayer for all peoples.
神向来的心意就是要世人都来信靠他，都来向神祷告。
God's will has always been for all people to come to trust Him and to pray to Him.
建殿的目的是使天下万民都认识神的名，敬畏神。
The purpose of building the temple.Is to make all people know His name and fear Him.
还有一个例子是在是以斯拉他当以色列民回归以后呢以斯拉就重新修了这个圣殿，然后修好了就献给神，有献殿之礼。
Another example in the Bible is Ezra's dedication of the temple built.After Israel's return from captivity.
Scripture is from Ezra记的六章十六到十八节。
Scripture is from Ezra, chapter 16 to 18.
以色列的祭司和利未人，并其余被掳归回的人，都欢欢喜喜的行奉献神殿的礼。行奉献神的礼的礼，就献公牛一百只，公绵羊两百只，绵羊羔四百只，又照以色列支派的数目献上公山羊十二只，为以色列众人做赎罪祭，且派祭司和利未人按着班次在耶路撒冷侍奉神，是照摩西律法书上所写的。
17 to 22, here it says, on the 14th day of the first month, the exiles celebrated the Passover. The priests and Levites had purified themselves and were all ceremonially clean. The Levites slaughtered the Passover lamb for all the exiles, for their relatives, the priests, and for themselves. So the Israelites who had returned from the exile ate it, together with all who had separated themselves from the unclean practices of their Gentile neighbors in order to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. For 7 days, they celebrated with joy the festival of unleavened bread, because the Lord had filled them with joy by changing the attitude of the king of Assyria, so that he assisted them in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. Back then, not only did the people rebuild the temple, they also rejoiced in dedicating the temple, restoring offerings and services.
在这里我还要请大家特别注意的是，这些以色列人啊，他们不只是自己对神感恩欢喜的吃喝哈，他们还邀请了那些寻求耶和华的外邦人一起在感恩中欢喜快乐。
Here I would like to draw special attention to these Israelites. Not only did they eat and drink joyfully in gratitude to God, they also invited the Gentiles who were seeking the Lord to rejoice in thanksgiving together.
我们下面就再来对这个神所居住的所在哈，我们来看。
Now let's look at where the living God dwells.
因为现在以色列人的圣殿已经不存在嘛。当我们听到这圣殿这词时，我们会啊会想到这在世界分别各地的教会啊教堂，尤其是那些很有名的大教堂哈。
The temples of the Israelites no longer exist today.When we hear the word holy temple, we probably think of the churches, especially the famous churches scattered in this world.
但在新约圣经中，除了这个在永恒天家的啊圣殿以外，哈，它有另外两个圣殿告诉我们。
The New Testament describes two other temples in addition to the temple in the eternal home.
第一个就是你我，神的儿女。
The first one is God's children, you and me.
神居住在每个信耶稣的人的里面心里。
God lives in everyone who believes in Jesus.
在约翰福音啊十七章的23-26这样子说：“我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合为一。”叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面。我也在他们里面。
I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
我们基督徒的信仰，不只是一个知识上的信念，或者是一个哲理上的明白，更是与神有亲密的关系。
The religion for our Christians is not just a knowledge, a concept, or a philosophy. It is a close relation to God.
是当我们信了耶稣以后，神把他自己的生命，一个爱的生命，在信主的儿女身上重新展现，我们拥有了一个新的生命。
When we became a believer, God gave his life to us so that we can have a new life.
这个生命是与神紧紧相连。
And this new life is tightly connected to God.
正如耶稣在约翰福音十七章这边说的，他的神自己居住在你我的里面。
Just like it was pointed out in John chapter 17, that God dwells in us.
所以保罗也在哥林多前书三章十六节这样说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, Paul told us, Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?
第二个圣经中提到的神的殿是神的家。
And the second kind of temple in the Bible was God's house.
在以弗所书的二章十九到二十二节是这样的说。
In Ephesians, chapter 2:19-22, it tells us,
这样你们不再做外人和客人，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣有房角石，各房靠他联络。得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.With Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
从这里我们知道，在这里所说的殿，不是这个建筑物，这个物质的殿，而是你我新生命属灵的殿。
So here the temple does not refer to the physical building, but the spiritual home that is composed of you and me.
教会是神的儿女所组成的家。
A church is a spiritual home of God's children.
而神住在我们当中。
And God dwells here.
所以以后我们一听到圣殿说，立刻要想到两个，一个是你我们自己是神的居所，另外一个就是我们的教会，神的家是神的居所。
So when we think of the holy temple, at least we can think of two things immediately. One is ourselves, because He dwells in us, and the other is church, where God dwells here by His Spirit.
那当然啊，人不信主的人尤其啊看不见，哪怕信主的人有时候也忘记哈，所以。教堂的存在啊，这 building 的存在是很重要。
But sometimes people don't see or people forget. Therefore, the existence of a church building is important.
这也是为何在旧约时候神设立会幕 tabernacle， 然后又建了圣殿，让人知道神是愿意居住在人当中。
That's why that in the Old Testament, God set up tabernacles and later on temple to show that He is willing to dwell among us.
而用这样的地点来宣扬福音，用这样的地点宣扬主的名。
And those places become a place to spread the gospel and to proclaim His name.
那知道这些基本的知识与真理，我们应该当如何行呢？
So what should we do?
我们首先要讲的是我们应当献上自己，要献身。
The first is to dedicate ourselves.
今天是复活节嘛，是我们一起欢喜快乐的庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
Today is Easter. It is our joy to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也是庆祝我们在主耶稣里是个新造的人。是拥有基督、拥有爱的新生命的人。
It is also a celebration of our being a new creation in the Lord Jesus, a new life with Christ and love.
身为基督徒的你与我在受洗时、我们就知道我们受洗是表明我们是与主耶稣同死同埋同复活。
As Christians, you and I knew that we were buried with him by baptism into death and resurrected with the Lord Jesus.
保罗在哥林多后书五章十四节到十五节中这样说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, Paul said,
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For Christ's love compels us, because we're convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
基督徒献身为主而活的意义是指我们照神的心意活出居住在我们里面的耶稣而来的荣美，是让我们照着神的心意活出基督的荣美，他住在我们里面，来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
Dedicating ourselves to the Lord means that we live out the beauty of Jesus who dwells in us, according to God's will, in order to reveal His grace and glory.
我们再次说，教会是神的家哈，我们的教会是神的家，是神儿女以神为父所建立的家，是神居住的殿。
The church is the house of God. It is the house built by the children of God with God as their father. It is the place where God dwells.
当弟兄姐妹，我们都将自己献给神，也就是我们都把这属灵的家供神居住，供神使用。
When brothers and sisters dedicate themselves to God, we're making this spiritual home for God to live in.And to use.
我们是要来完成这教会啊，神在世上啊要我们完成的事。
In order to accomplish what God wants this church or ourselves to accomplish in this world.
这是我们啊建立教会的心意与目的嘛。
And this is the purpose of us building this church.
所以我们教会的意向是建立一个彰显神恩典与荣耀的家。
So the vision of our church is to build a home that manifests the grace and glory of God.
我们的教会还是很年轻啊，我们职堂没有多，不过也超过十年了。
We're still a young church, with over 10 years since we started.
在教会成立的开始，我就对凡是来到我们教会啊，加入我们教会的弟兄姊妹说，我的心意不是要你们看这个牧师都有信心啊，在你牧师身上，神在我身上有多么的信实哈、啊，是要我们一起来，是我们一起来经历神的大能，一起来经历信实的神，我们在信实的神在爱中，我们一起喜乐的生活。一起来看到神奇妙的作为。
From the very beginning of building this church, Pastor Lee said to all the brothers and sisters who came to join our church that the intention is not for everyone to see that Pastor Lee has confidence or to see how faithful God is to Pastor Lee. Instead, he wanted that we all experience the greatness of God.And we experience together. We live joyfully in the love of a faithful God together, and we see and experience God's wonderful deeds together.
这个六亩半的地哈，这美丽的教堂啊，坐落在这那么理想的地点哈，看看我们教会那么小这么少的人哈，不管你信主还是不信主，都无法否认这是个奇迹。是神奇妙的作为。
This beautiful church sits in such an ideal location on 6.5 acres of land. If you look around at our small church, whether you believe in the Lord or not, You must say that this is a miracle. It's a wonder. It's a wondrous act of God.
现在我们就要带着感恩的心来奉献这教堂，啊，并为他蒙神使用而欢喜快乐。
Now, with gratitude, let us dedicate this building and rejoice in its holy use.
我们要请大家起立哈，我们
可以这样。
Having been blessed by the hand of the Lord and enabled by His grace and strength to complete this building to the glory of His name, we now stand in God's presence to dedicate this building to the service of His kingdom. To the glory of God the Father, our giver of every good and perfect gift, to the honor of Jesus Christ,our Lord and Savior, and to the praise of the Holy Spirit, our source of light, life, and power.
We do now, with joy and gratitude, humbly dedicate this building.
为在祷告和歌唱中敬拜，为传讲神的真道，为教导圣经，为与圣徒相交。
我们庄严地奉献这间神的教堂
，for comfort of those who mourn, for strengthening of the weak, for helping those who are tempted, and for giving hope and courage to all who come.
We dedicate this place of fellowship and prayer.
为了分享从最终得救的福音，并为服侍我们周遭的人，
我们虔诚地奉献这些。
As we together,
we as a laborer today with God, now join hands and hearts to dedicate ourselves to the high and holy purposes.To which His beauty has been set apart. We pray our loyal devotion, faithful stewardship, and divine service to that in His place. The name of the Lord shall be glorified, and His kingdom shall be advanced. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In Chinese way, one more time. 作为与上帝同工的人，我们现在手牵手心连心，奉献自己与这被分别为圣的教堂，为崇高和圣洁的目的，我们宣誓我们忠诚的奉献，忠心的管理，并勤奋的侍奉，以致在这地方，借着我们主耶稣基督，主的名得到荣耀，神的国得到扩展。Amen. 让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你
we thank
我们所拥有的一切的财物及各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是你所赐的
We thank you for all our resources, our talents, and all the blessings, they all come from you.
我们诚心的献上是表明我们对你的信心和顺服
We submit ourselves to you because we are obedient to you and we trust you.
相信爱我们的神为我们的个人、家庭与教会都有最好的安排与计划。
We trust that you have the best plans for ourselves, for our families, and for our church.
相信在神手中我们能活出荣神益人、美好灿烂的生命。
And we trust that in your hand,We can live out a beautiful life that can be a blessing to many others.
亲爱的主耶稣，复活的主啊，感谢你，在你里面我们拥有了新的生命。
Dear Lord Jesus, you are resurrected. In you we have new life.
愿我们在圣灵大能的帮助下， 活出我们的新生命，一个爱神爱人的生命，来见证主耶稣的复活。
May we live out our new life, a life that loves God and loves people, to witness the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们的教会彰显主耶稣的荣美，让世人知道复活的主真的居住在我们当中。
May our church display the beauty of the Lord Jesus and let the world know that the resurrected Lord really lives among us.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.